All right, the Gemara here on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis has a rule that Ein Safik Moitzi Midei Vadai. Ein Safik Moitzi Midei Vadai means that if there's a Vadai Chiyuv of something, and a Safik if you're Yaitzi the Chiyuv, a Safik is now Moitzi from the Vadai. The Vadai is a Vadai Chiyuv and it stands. Now, in the Sefer Yaakov, which I brought here, he brings a machlokes rishonim, if it applies even by a derabbanan. This is an important thing, because we know safek derabbanan lekula. We always say safek derabbanan lekula. And this would be an exception to safek derabbanan lekula. It comes out, and he brings the tzlachos that's roif paiskim, that you don't say safek derabbanan lekula when there's a cheskas chiyuv, meaning there's a vade chiyuv. You're not sure if you are Yaitzi Yechiyiv. So you don't say Safik to Rabbanan Lekula. Now that rule that the Slav says is Reif Paiskim, the Shach in Klolei Svek Sveika, Eiskaf, Paskin's that way. He says, by Safik to Rabbanan Lekula, you don't say if it's a Schazik Yisur, if there's Vadei Yisur. Now what does that mean in practical terms? I'd like to tell you two places where this comes up. One of them is a halacha lemaisa that we deal with very often. The halacha lemaisa case is when you go to somebody's house and they serve you a stuffed cabbage. They serve you what's it called?
Halabchis.
They serve you halabchis. Now, cabbage is something that has teilon, that has worms. It's something that has to be checked. So some people, you go to the house, you know that they check it. As you know, there are certain people that don't believe in bugs and they don't check. So what happens if you go to such a person's house and they serve you stuffed cabbage? Are you allowed to eat it or not? So the Rashba says that it's mutter. The Rashba says it's mutter because of a safik if the bugs were nimuach in the cooking. Now, you're not allowed the chatchila to be mevatel in iser. You're not allowed to take something that has bugs in it and cook it and rely on a suffix of its nimuach. But the Shulchan Aruch brings, and Siman Pei Dala brings this Rashba, that if somebody already cooked it and you're coming to eat it, so it's a suffix if the bugs were nimuach and that's mutter. Now, that's not a heter by something that's vadai muzik betaloyim, something like broccoli or cauliflower, which is a vada, it always has taloim. So there's no heter, it's an issa deraisa, there's no sveikis, they're vada, it's a safi deraisa, lechumra, the Rashba doesn't say it there. The Rashba is talking by teirais that are chashad that they have taloim. That the question is what the percentages are, it's not going to get to us now, but whatever the percentages are, that's only a drabonon that you have to check for taloim. In such a case, the Rashba paskins that it's a suffix drabon on the kula, and you're allowed to be mekel, and it's in the deraisa, it's a suffix of the ateloim, and in the drabon, it's really a svek sveka. Now, the din of that we're talking about now, that you don't say suffix drabon on the kula if it's muzik pateloim, the same din is true by svek sveka. By a deraisa. Now it's a little complicated to go into it, but in Klolei Svek Sveika, it says the two together. And according to that, we would have a problem. The Gemara says, Ein Safik Moitzi De Vadai. If you have a Vadai, something that has to be fixed, a Safik can't fix it. And we're saying, Reif Paiskim hold that way even by a derabbanan. So the question is, what's shot in this Rashba? The Mechaber bringing this Rashba, if Vadai had to be checked for Teloim, and it's only a Sufik if it was Nimuach, so the Sufik of checking it should not be Moitzi Midei the Vadai of Teloim. It seems to be that this Siman Pei Dalet doesn't stim with this Klal of the Shach. It's an important Shail in the Geah to Halabchus, right? This is the question that bothered me. Now, in the copies that I've given out, there's a in Hilchus Malicha, there's a taz. It's a very geshmaka taz, and we learn Hilchas Melicha. A lot of it is dry. And here he brings a maisa shahaya. He brings a maisa with a lady who cooked meat in our house. She cooked flesh. And afterwards, she doesn't remember if she salted it. Once upon a time, they used to salt the meat in the house. And she got meat. They shechted the animal, and she brought the meat home. And the meat has blood in it, has dam in it. If it's not salted, then it's treif. It has dam. She doesn't remember if she salted the meat or she didn't salt the meat. That's a suffix there. Suffix there. Wrong, otherwise I wouldn't answer right. Why is it only a suffix derabanan? It's only a suffix derabanan because dam shebishlei, cooked blood, is only a derabanan. She cooked the meat. She didn't cook the meat, she could salt it now. She cooked it. Cooked dam shebishlei is a derabanan. So now, it's a suffix derabanan. It's a suffix derabanan lakula. She's not sure if she salted the meat or she didn't salt the meat. That's a suffix. Suffix derabanan lakula, and that's how the taz is made. Suffix derabanan lakula. He brings a second svara, interesting svara. It says that if you're saying shema, it ever happened to you? It should never happen. You're saying shema, and you don't remember if you're in the first parasha right. Or the second parasha. You up to kshatim lois, but you took kshatim lois. You don't remember which one you're up to. It's kind of tough. You think it's tough if you're the rav and everyone's waiting for you. It's even tougher. You don't know which one you're up to, right? So you know what it says in Shulchan Aruch? It says, let your mouth keep on going. If your mouth goes on to Laman Yirbu, your mouth probably has it right, even without your brain. And there's things in Shulchan Aruch. Sirchei nokif ozel. That the person does what he's used to doing. So the Taz says, he compares it to salting meat. Probably she wasn't thinking. She did what she always does. Probably she salted it. So the Taz brings these two svaras. Svara number one, Savadur Banalakula. And the second idea of Sirchei Nakitaz. The Shach in the Kudus HaKesef says, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? This is Ein Safik Maitzimi Devadai. Right, what did I say? Ein Safik Devadai means, if Vaday had to be fixed, Vaday had a problem, and you're not sure if you fixed it. It's a Schazak Yisura. You're not sure if you fixed it. So you don't say Sof Derabbanan Lakula. So the Shach and the Kudus HaKesef on the side. How do you say Sof Derabbanan Lakula? By salting meat. It's Taka Derabbanan. But you don't say Sof Derabbanan Lakula by a Schazak Yisura, by something that has to be fixed. This is the difficulty. So again, in our Gemara we have our rule. Sofer on the Kula you don't say by Ein Safik Maitzimi Devadai. So I have two problems. I have one problem by the Holopches, by the Drabonans, you're not sure if there are bugs there, if the bugs are Nimuach. And number two, this case. So this is the problem. Okay, Shalom Yisrael, we have a problem. Now, in the mornings, we're learning Masechtas Gittin in Yeshiva. In Gittin, we're up to the sugya of Eirecha Demon B'Yisurim. Eirecha Demon B'Yisurim means an Eirecha that's believed about an Isser that it's mutter. Somebody tells you it's kosher, so you can rely that it's kosher. Eirecha Demon B'Yisurim. There, we had the rule. There's a similar exception there. There's an exception by Yischazak Yisura. If something is Becheskas Isser, and it has to be fixed, there, we only say an Eirecha is believed if it's biyadei to fix it. But let's say it's not biyadei. Let's say meat needs nikur. Meat needs to be treibered. You don't know how. We don't say Eirecha nemen b'yisurim by somebody by Schazak Yisura when something has to be fixed. It's exactly the same thing as here. Right here we say Sabdur on the Kula. If something has a vadei problem, so a suffix, if you fixed it, doesn't work. Over there also, by Eirecha Demon B'Yisurim, not if there's a Vade problem that has to be fixed. Now there, just today, we learned the Taz. The Taz there says something very geshmak. He says, if you have meat that has chaylev mixed in, and you have to kasher, you have to fix it. Is that a Schazak Yisura? Is that pshat you have to fix it? The Taz says no. That's not called you have to fix it. If something, you didn't separate truma, you have to fix it. You have to separate truma. An animal needs to be shechted, you have to fix it. You have to shecht it. But the Taz says that if you have a mixture of chaylev and meat, nothing has to be fixed, just has to be separated. That's not called the schazik isura. The meat is kosher, the fat is not kosher. For practical reasons, you're going to have to cut out the fat before you go to eat it. But when you have two items that are next to each other and they have to be separated, the Taz says that's not called the schazik isura. That's the Taz's rule. Okay? Only when you have to fix something, not when you have to separate things. So, can I use what we learned in the morning to answer us? What are we saying? Ain't stuff in Maitim Devadeh when something has to be fixed. What's the Gemara's case? You have an Avodah Zarah, somebody has to be Mevatel the Avodah Zarah. It has to be fixed, it has to be changed. The two cases that I'm asking you from, the bugs in the cabbage, or the blood in the meat, it's a case where things have to be separated from each other. Where things have to be pulled apart. It's an Avodah, you have to salt it to pull it apart. You have to check for bugs, a big Avodah. But in these two cases, things only have to be separated. When things have to be separated, the rule of Ein Safek Moitzi Midei Vadai doesn't apply. That's not called you have to fix it, that it's a Vadai needs to be fixed. It's something that has to be separated, one thing from another. Now, I was learning this afternoon. I was thinking it's too much of a coincidence what I'm learning in the morning, what I'm learning at night should work together. But I saw, you see, I made these copies before this afternoon. I made them this morning. There's a bottom of the page that I cut out. In the Yad Avraham, on the bottom of the page, he says this teretz. As a matter of fact, he points to the Taz in Kol Hazayin to answer it. That was the aside is, when do we say, you don't say Sodja Bar Lekula, when something has to be fixed, something has to be changed. When things only have to be separated one from the other, that's not called fixing it, that's just called separating it, and then there's no, the rule doesn't apply. Yeah, but it's an amount that midrabanan you have to be chayshish for. A mir amatzi midrabanan. And therefore, but there's a vaday chiyav derabanan to check. The rabbanon mechayiv a mir amatzi you have to check. They'll be deraiser then. I'm saying is this is a drabanon to eat. If you take a piece of cabbage and it's a miramotsu and you eat it, you definitely over a drabanon. The rabbanon says, now let me eat things that have a miramotsu. Even if kapi shvai, there are no bugs there, but you over the drabanon. If it's a suffix, you're right, but it's not a suffix. It's a suffix before the Rabbanim made Gzeira. Once they were Geyser, it becomes a Vadai. Anyway, I think this is, it's correct in the Lumbus of the Sugya. Yeah, it's a Taz and a Taz, so it's very geschmack. To answer one Taz with another Taz, it would fit nice.
What about the fact that it doesn't exist anymore because it's already
called? If it would be Vadai Nimuach, it would be Mutter. It's called Suffix Nimuach. That's
it.
Suffix, it says. Only Suffix is Nimuach. That's what it says in the Rashi. I want to tell you a beautiful nekuda. The Gemara that we learned tonight says that if you have an Avodah Zarah and an ear is broken off, then it's mutter. If you break off an ear, you break off a nose, it's mutter. Except what? If the guy broke it off. Or if it broke off by itself, the Gemara says. Except two things. Two things, a hand or a foot. That's what it says in the Gemara. If a hand is broken off of an Avodah Zarah, Goyim Ha'ivit, just plain hands. If a foot is broken off, Goyim Ha'ivit, plain feet. But a mouth, an ear, a nose, all these things, once it's broken off, it becomes Eis Avodah Zarah. So I remember very few things from there, but Rav Quinn, Oliver Shalom, used to give a Tehillim Shir, and those who interpret that, remember, used to give a Tehillim Shir. I think that's where I heard this. In Tehillim it says, in Loilanu, it says, Pelohem v'lo yedaberu, but Avodah Zarah. Einayim lahem v'lo yiru, Oznayim lahem v'lo yishmo, Af lahem v'lo yirichun, Yedeyim v'lo yemishun, Raglayim v'lo yaleichu. Listen how beautiful it is. Peh, when is a mouth of Avodah Zarah peh lohem? It has to be on the Avodah Zarah. Einayim lohem v'lo yiru. If the eyes are broken off, it's not an Avodah Zarah. Oznayim lohem. The ears have to be attached. Af lohem v'lo yirichum. Yedeihem v'lo yimishun. Raglayim v'lo yaleichu. Doesn't say lohem. But the other ones, how many? Peh, and einayim, and oznayim, and af lohem. And then yedayim v'lo yimishun, raglayim v'lo yaleichu, v'yedayim raglayim, it doesn't say lohem. Very geshmak. Dera v'yedizora, even without the lohem. It's very meduyik. It's even if the pilpul you didn't like so much, but this is very geshmak. Okay, good to Shabbos to everybody.